We will continue our study of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians.
我们会继续我们在帖撒罗尼迦前书的学习。
Let's turn to chapter 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 will be reading verse 1 to 13.
帖撒罗尼迦前书三章从1到13节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. Therefore, when we could bear it no longer, we were willing to be left behind at Athens alone, and we sent Timothy, our brother and God's co-worker, and in the gospel of Christ, to establish and exhort you in the faith, that no one be moved by these afflictions. For you yourself know that we are destined for this. For when we were with you, we kept telling you beforehand that we were to suffer affliction, just as it has come to pass, and just as you know. For this reason, when I could bear it no longer, I sent to learn about your faith, for fear that somehow the tempter had tempted you, and our labor would be in vain. But now that Timothy has come to us from you and brought us the good news of your faith and love, and reported that you always remember us kindly and long to see us, as we long to see you. For this reason, brothers, in all our distress and affliction, we have been comforted about you through your faith. For now we live, if you are standing fast in the Lord. For what thanksgiving can we return to God for you? For all the joy that we feel for your sake before God, and we pray most earnestly night and day that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our ways to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, as we do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in the holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章第一节，我们既不能再忍，就愿意独自等在雅典，打发我们的弟兄在基督福音上做神执事的提摩太前去，坚固你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们，免得有人被诸般患难所摇动。因为你们自己知道，我们受患难原是命定的。我们在你们那里的时候，预先告诉你们我们必受患难，以后果然应验了，你们也知道。为此我既不能再忍，就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何，恐怕那诱惑人的到底诱惑了你们，叫我们的功苦劳苦归于突然。但提摩太刚从你们那里回来，将你们信心和爱心的好消息报给我们，又说你们常常纪念我们，切切地想见我们，如同我们想见你们一样。所以弟兄们，我们在一切困苦患难之中，因着你们的信心就得了安慰。你们若靠主站立得稳，我们就活了。我们在神面前因着你们甚是喜乐，为这一切喜乐可用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢？我们昼夜切切地祈求要见你们的面，补满你们信心的不足。愿神我们的父和我们的主耶稣一直引领我们到你们那里去，又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心并爱众人的心都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样，好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候，在我们父神面前心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可责备。
When you read this passage, you will realize that Paul, the relationship between Paul and the believers are so close, so tight.
当我们读到这一段经文的时候，我们可以发现保罗跟信徒的这个关系非常的密切。
Paul's heart is filled with love and his care and compassionate for the people of the church.
保罗的心中充满了对这个群体的关怀和爱戴。
He loved them. He is concerned how they are doing, whether they are tempted, whether they are standing firm. His heart goes out to them.
他的心一直想着他们，看他们 受到疑惑吗？他们是坚立的站稳吗？
So from this passage we can have a glimpse into the pastor's heart.
从这一段经文我们可以看到一个牧者的心肠。
You know, when we became Christian, when we are converted, God did not leave us as an orphan.
当我们信主之后，神没有像孤儿这样离弃我们。
He placed us in the church.
他把我们放在教会里面。
And he appointed pastors and teachers to shepherd the pastor, to teach, to counsel, to protect, to grow us and equip us.
那教会中有长老、有牧师、有教师来建立我们、教导我们。
So the question is this, what does pastor do?
所以一个牧师的这个工作是什么呢？
How does it feel to be a pastor?
一个牧师的情感是什么呢？
What is he thinking about?
一个牧师的思想是什么呢？
What is his priority?
他的这个重点放在哪里？
What is worry and his joy?
他的担忧、他的喜乐是什么？
What is his goal and what is his limitation?
那他的目标和他的限制又是什么？
In our day and age, many people have very cold and personal, impersonal relationship with the church pastor.
在我们现今的社会，很多人跟他们的牧师有个很疏远的这个关系。
Many people even avoid the church pastor.
有些人就避开他们的牧师。
But the question is this God's will?
这是不是神的旨意呢？
What is God's will for the relationship with the church pastor?
神对于你跟这个牧师的这个关系有什么指示？
So Paul's letter to Thessalonica provide us a window into the heart and minds of a pastor.
所以这一段经文让我们看到这个牧师的心肠，他的心情和情感是什么。
So let me give you a little bit background. We've talked about this for many times, but this is a revision. That the background basically in Acts 16-17, this is during Paul's second missionary trip.
所以我们回顾一下这个背景，这是保罗在他第二次这个宣教旅途的时候。
Paul went to Philippi and he shared the gospel. Lydia became Christian.
他去腓立比传教，然后利迪亚信主。
And Paul actually chased out a demon possessed by a slave girl, but the slave girl's master brought them to court, and as a result, they were jailed.
在腓立比他赶出一个被鬼附的这个妇女，可是他就被这个妇女的这个主人控上这个法庭。
So you realize that he is successful in his ministry, yet he was punished or he's jailed for that.
他的事工是成功的，可是他们就把他监禁了。
After he released from jail and he went to Thessalonica to share the gospel again.
他从腓立比被释放之后，他来到帖撒罗尼迦继续的这个传教。
And again, his ministry is very successful and many people believe, and yet there's there are Jews that are jealous and they form a mob, and then there's a uproar in the city.
那他的事工非常的成功，在铁撒罗尼迦使到犹太人他们起轰动，要把他逐出这个城外。
So you see, even come to Thessalonica, he's successful, yet his success brought him problems.
所以他的事工的成功带来的是生命的危险。
So the brothers quickly sent Paul and Silas away by night so that he can escape from all these jealous Jewish people.
所以那里的弟兄们就在夜间把这个保罗派走，离开他们的城市。
So Paul was torn away from the church and he was prevented from going back to Thessalonica.
所以保罗是被逼离开帖撒罗尼迦，他很想念这一群人。
So in the meantime, there are false prophets come into the church and start saying that Paul was not a good teacher. In fact, Paul is genuine. He abandoned you and he basically left and gone. So Paul is worried about all this false doctrine was absorbed and taught by the false prophets.
那紧跟在保罗的后头就是假教师，他们就说保罗离弃了你们，他们把假教开始教导帖撒罗尼迦的这个教会。
So Paul is very anxious right now. He's very anxious and wonder what's going on. How are they doing? Whether they are stand firm in the faith.
所以保罗非常的关心这一群人，他想知道他们还是不是坚信不疑呢？
So let's look at verse 1.
我们看第一节。
So verse 1 is talking about Paul's concern for this church. He says, verse 1, therefore, when we could bear it no longer, we are willing to be left behind at Athens alone. We send Timothy, our brothers, and our God's co-worker in the gospel of Jesus Christ to establish and exhort you in the faith, that no one be moved by this affliction, for you yourself know that we are destined for this. For when we were with you, we kept telling you beforehand that we were to suffer affliction just as it come to pass and just as you know. For this reason, I could bear it no longer. I sent to learn about your faith for fear that somehow the tempter had tempted you and our labor would be in vain.
从第一到第五节，我们看，我们既不能再忍，就愿意独自等在雅典打发我们的兄弟，在基督福音上做执事的提摩太前去，坚固你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们，免得有人被诸般患难摇动。因为你们自己知道，我们受患难原是命定的。我们在你们那里的时候，预先告诉你们，我们必受患难，以后果然应验了，你们也知道。为此，我既不能再忍，就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何。恐怕那诱惑人的到底诱惑了你们，叫我们的劳苦归于徒然。
So the first word in verse 1 is therefore in the Chinese, 既然. So the first word is therefore. So it's referring to the paragraph preceded it.
所以开头的话，这里是既然，第三章开头的话是既然，所以接着。上段在第二章的一段话。
So we have to go back to chapter 2, verse 17 onwards. He said, But we were torn away from you, brothers, for a short time in prison, not in heart. We endeavored the more eagerly and with great desire to see you face to face, because we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, again and again. But Satan hindered us, for what is our hope or joy or crown or boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you?For you are our glory and joy.
从第二章的十七节，弟兄们，我们暂时与你们离别，是面目离别，心里却不离别。我们极力的想法子，很愿意见你们的面，所以我们有意到你们那里。我保罗有一两次要去，只是撒旦阻拦了我们。我们的盼望和喜乐，并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。
So Paul was torn away and hindered to go back.
所以保罗是被阻拦，他不能回到他们的当中。
So what Satan hinder? How does Satan hinder them? Basically, we can easily explain it. It's the mob. It's the Jewish people trying to stop him from going back.
所以撒旦怎么阻拦他呢？就是这个众人阻止他回到这个帖撒罗尼迦这个城市。
And what is his joy? Verse 19 said, Our hope and joy and crown of boasting is before the Lord Jesus Christ at his second coming. Is it not you? Our hope, our glory, and our joy.
所以他说我们的盼望，我们的喜乐，还有所夸的冠冕是谁呢？就是帖撒罗尼迦这一群信徒。
Therefore, you see, that's where the word comes from. Therefore, when we could bear it no longer, in fact, it said twice in verse 1 and verse 5, I could bear it no longer.
所以在第一和第五节，他就重复了说，我既不能再忍。
Paul was anxious.
他非常的非常的忧虑。
Was Paul having a panic attack?
他是不是有焦急症呢？
So, you see, I don't know, but maybe.
可能是的。
So what did Paul do when he's anxious?
他焦急的时候他做什么？
He do a reality check. He sent Timothy to find out what exactly happened.
他先派提摩太去探探实情。
So my question to you, if you're anxious, do a reality check. Is this real? Is this reasonable?
所以如果你焦虑的话，你先做一个真实的这个探讨。
So you see now, with this coronavirus going around, everybody is panicking, everybody is so fearful, everybody, the whole country, the whole world is filled with panic.
所以这个现在所发生的这个肺炎使到全世界非常的忧虑。
Is this reasonable?
合理吗？
Do we need to do reality check?
我们要有一个真实的这个探讨。
So if you come to our prayer meeting, you already know, we stress the facts that the whole today, I think this morning says that the total affected people by 37,000, and people who died probably around 800 now. So the fatality is about 2%.
所以我们在祷告会我们谈讨论了，所以有30,000多起这个病症，800多个人死，那个死伤率是2%。
So the question is this, the 2% actually refer to Wuhan. Outside Wuhan of China, Lawrence Wong, the minister, says it's 0.02%.
所以两个百分比是在武汉的这个地区，可是在武汉以外是0.02%。
And what happened to the whole world outside China? We probably have 300 300 people affected, and only 2 to 3 died.
所以在中国以外，只有300个人患病，只有两三个伤亡。
So the question is like 1%.
所以可能
or 0.1%.
只有0.1%.
Our fear is unreasonable.
所以我们过于的焦虑是不合理的。
So I think we need to do a reality check. This is exactly what Paul do. He's so worried about the church. He sent Timothy to find out.
所以在焦虑的时候，他派了提摩太做一个真实的。
So why is Paul anxious?
为什么他焦虑呢?
So we can see that he's anxious because he's concerned about their faith. He's concerned that they might be tempted to go astray.
他的焦虑是为了他们的信心而焦虑。
So the question is here he says that in verse 5 that I fear that somehow the tempter has tempted you. So he's afraid. Their faith is not strong.
他这里说恐怕那诱惑人的诱惑了你们。
So here you can see that what Paul is concerned is their faith, their belief, and their theology.
所以他的焦虑是为了他们的信心，他们的神学，他们所认识的真理而焦虑。
In fact, in this passage, their faith, your faith have appeared 5 times.
在这第三章，这个信心出现了5次。
Verse 2, he says that we sent Timothy, our brother, God's co-worker in the gospel of Christ, to establish and exhort you in your faith.
这里在第二节，他说他派提摩太去兼顾你们在所信的道上。
Verse 5, he said, I sent to learn your faith.
然后第五节，要晓得你们的信心如何。
And verse 6, he says that and Timothy has come to us from you and has brought us the good news of your faith.
第六节说将你们信心和爱心的好消息报给我们。
And verse 7, for this reason, in our distress and affliction, we have been comforted about you through your faith.
第七节他说我们在困苦患难中因着你们的信心得了安慰。
So verse 10, as we pray most earnestly day and night that you may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith.
第十节，我们昼夜切切地祈求要见你们的面，补满你们信心的不足。
So what is Paul's concern? Paul's concern is the members' faith, what their belief and what their theology.
所以保罗所挂虑的是他们的信心和他们的信仰。
So you see, this is very, very important.
这是非常重要的。
You see, if you spend some time with me, you know I'm very concerned about what do you believe.
如果我们你跟我花了一段时间，你知道我非常的注重你相信什么。
So you see, the Lord give us. In fact, let's turn in Ephesians. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们翻到以弗所书第4章。
Chapter 4 is basically the Lord give the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the shepherd, the pastor and teachers to equip the same for the work of the ministry, for building up the body, until what? We all attain the unity of faith.
这里4章11节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师、教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
See what the Lord gave all these apostles, prophets, they wrote the scripture, and then the evangelist and shepherd or the pastor or the teacher, what do? They equip the saints so that we will attain unity of the faith.
使徒和先知写了圣经，那传教士还有牧师教导圣经，直到我们众人在真理上同归于一。
So it's very important that you come to church, you must know what you believe.
所以来到教会非常重要的，你要知道你相信什么。
You don't just come to the church and I want to feel good, I want to feel peace, I want to feel joy, I want to feel... Look, why? There's a content. We need to get the content right.
我们来教会不是为了单单寻求平安和自由，我们要注重是我们这个真理的内容。
So look at verse 13 again. Until we all attain the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to mature manhood to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Look at verse 14. So that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the wave and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes.
所以从第13节，直到我们众人在真理上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督， 长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇来摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
So what Paul, the pastor Paul, what he's want? He basically need to he care for the Thessalonica church. It's not just an evangelist. He just preach the word. If you believe, then he leave. No, he want to build them up. He care about them. What do they believe? So he make sure he understand it's important to have the unity of the faith. So everyone must come to the same page and based on the scripture.
所以保罗不只把福音传给了帖撒罗尼迦教会，他也是牧者，他很关心他们的真理，他要他们在真理上同归于一，相信同样的真理。
So Paul is very concerned about their faith. As a pastor, we must be concerned about your faith as well.
所以身为一个牧者，保罗非常的关心信徒的这个真理的认识。身为牧师的我们也同样的有一样的情感。
And here we are talking about faith. It's not just talking about doctrine or knowledge, but truly believe in the doctrine that you will live it out.
所以这个真理不只是在局限在知识上，也是在我们的生命上彰显出来的。
We are talking about conviction.
这个是我们的信念。
We're not just talking about doctrine or knowledge, but conviction. That's what we believe.
所以信念，所以不只是单单注重真理的认识。
So L. Muller, the Southern Seminary president, he says that we lead the church by conviction.
L. Muller 这么说，一个牧者是以信念带领教会的。
Basically, what do you believe about God? What do you believe about Jesus Christ? What do you believe about the Bible?
你如何的认识耶稣？如何认识圣经？
What do you believe about the gospel? What do you believe about the world or our circumstances?
你对福音的认识，你对我们世界的认识。
So, how do we react to coronavirus today?
我们怎么应对这个肺炎的这个情况。
We live by conviction. We provide you a perspective how to look at this thing and from a biblical perspective and show you the Bible how to deal with this and we learn to do it a biblical way.
我们只有按照圣经的信念把这个我们的观点来发表给弟兄姐妹。
So this conviction, we believe the Bible talk about this, and that's how we should react to this.
所以我们相信圣经有这样的教导，我们就传给大家。
This is leadership.
这是领袖。
And in L. Muller called this conviction intelligence.
他用这一个词为信仰的智商。
We have emotion intelligence, but they call it conviction.Intelligent.
有人用情感的智商，我们有信仰的这个智商。
So we lead the church, we lead the people. How do we lead? Not just you just follow anything, but we lead by our conviction. We believe what the Bible teach, and we want you to believe the same thing.
所以我们领导的方式是凭着我们的信念，我们的信念是建立在圣经的教导。
So we provide the perspective how to face our.Trials, our issues, how to face the world, how to face our future.
有了这个信念，我们可以教导弟兄姐妹如何面对未来，面对这个病情。
I'm so happy to tell you yesterday, although we sent out and say the leader will continue our prayer meeting, but many of you still come.
昨天下午我们虽然说只有领袖会聚集，可是你们大家很多都来了。
You are the brave warrior.
你们是有信心的。
And in our prayer meeting, we provide you the proper perspective. How do we look at the whole thing, the Bible? How did the Bible talk about this? And how do we pray about this?
在祷告会，我们就把这个信念教导大家如何面对这个肺炎的这个情况。
So this is called spiritual leadership. The leadership we provide you with the biblical understanding and how you lead your life. So this is what we are talking about. Paul is very concerned about what do they believe? How do they lead their life? You will see continue to study First Thessalonians, you'll see because of their belief, they behave in a certain way.
所以属灵的这个领导就是凭着这个信念。建立在这个圣经中，我们教导大家如何面对未来。
So over in this passage, the first point is Paul's concern, and then second point is Paul's commitment or the pastor's commitment.
所以牧者的这个担忧，然后我们看到牧者的这个目的。
So let's turn to verse 1 again. He said, because Paul is so concerned that in verse 2, therefore we could bear it no longer in verse 5, we were willing to be left behind in Athens alone, and we sent Timothy, our brother and co-worker in the gospel, to establish, this is verse 2, to establish and exhort you in the faith, in your faith.
你看第二节，他们留在雅典，然后打发我们的弟兄在基督福音上做执事的提摩太前去，兼顾你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们。
So you see, establish is the word, let you stand firm, especially in I think it's verse 8 say, for if we live, if you stand fast in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the midst of all this hopeless, panicky world, we must show hope. We must show joy, we must show faith in the Lord that we will shine before men.
第八节，你们若靠主站立得稳，我们就活了在一个非常忧虑、焦急的这个世界里，我们如果信徒，我们是坚固的，我们不摇动，我们就能为主发光。
Strong faith is a result of knowing God and what has God firmly taught us in the Bible.
坚固的信心是正确认识神话语的表态。
So Paul is so eager to teach them, so eager to establish them, so eager to build them up.
所以保罗非常愿意建立他们，坚固他们。
So secondly, Paul said, we want to exhort you, meaning we want to come alongside you, not just knowing the knowledge, but work out your faith together.
保罗也说，我要劝慰你们，不只是教导，也要鼓励他们，活出他们的信仰。
This is Paul's objective.
这是保罗的这个目的。
This is Paul's commitment.
这是保罗的这个责任。
We need to be strong in our faith.
我们要在信心上坚固。
So now you know why do we have Grace Bible School.
所以我们有这个恩道学校。
We every Sunday after service, we have this school that we taught you theology about Jesus Christ, about Holy Spirit. Now we are on the church.
我们在聚会后，我们继续的教导神学。我们现在在教导教会论。
So we need to for you to understand what you believe and stand firm.
因为我们要你们清楚知道你们信的是什么。
So over here we can see that Paul's concern, Paul's commitment, and then we also see Paul's constraint.
我们看到他的担忧，他的 目标还有他的限制。
Just now we read the chapter 2 verse 17. Paul was torn away and hindered from going back to the church.
我们在17节看到他是与他们离别。
So Paul is constrained, Paul is restricted, Paul is limited.
他分离了，他有他的限制。
So Paul is actually suffering.
所以保罗这时候在受苦。
Let me tell you, many people have very unrealistic expectation of their pastors.
我让我告诉你们，有很多人对于他的牧师有这个过高的要求。
And sometimes they say, Pastor, if you spend time with this guy, he will grow. If you do this thing, things will change. You know, it's like as if like we can do wonders.
人家常说，牧师，如果你跟这个人花多一点时间，他就会改变。
And I tell you the truth, a lot of times I learn from myself. You know, sometimes I know of some of your issue and a problem, so I prepare the message for you. When I prepare the message, that day you don't want to turn up.
我跟你们分享，我可能知道你们生命中一些困难，我预备了这个讲章，可是那一天你不来，你没来。
And sometimes, okay, if I prepare the whole message, you don't come, okay, I have to insert into one of the message. By the time I come to that point, I say, that point you stand up and walk to the toilet.
那你没来，我就在别的讲章注射进去。可是当我要讲那一点的时候，你又走出外面。
So I have to say no going to toilet.
这可能我要说不可以上厕所。
So you see, a lot of things I hope it happened, but it never.
所以很多事我希望发生，可是没有发生。
A lot of times I was hoping someone, oh, this guy very spiritual, he will end up this way, end up, but it's always the opposite. And I think this guy is weak, he will never make it, but he's the one grow fastest. A lot of times beyond our thinking.
可能有时候有些人看起来很属灵，我觉得他会成长，他不成长。那些我觉得没有希望成长的，他成长。
So you see, a lot of times it's not depend on us, it's depend on God.
所以都是靠神的主权。
A lot of times when people are sick, when not well, you ask the pastor to come pray. Yes, definitely we'll do that, and it's important to do that, and it's good to do that. But they expect miracles, that's where I cannot do.
有时候生病的时候希望牧师去祷告是正确的是对的可是我不能行神迹
How many times I was asked to go to bless the house bless the car bless the school bless so many different things I keep asking where did the Bible say this
很多时候人邀请我去为他的家庭祷告他的事业祷告我说这个在圣经有什么根据呢
you know pastors have a certain you know when we understand the pastor job is from the biblical view not from our expectation not of human understanding
所以我们要按着圣经来认识牧师的工作是什么不是按着我们个人的要求
Now actually I want you to turn to a passage
我要你们翻到一段经文
Can you turn to Ezekiel chapter 37
翻到以西结书三十七章。
We want to look at just briefly comment on this passage, Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1 to 6.
三十七章一到六节。
Verse 1 to 6. Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones, verse 2. And he led me around them, and behold, they were very many of this surface on the valley, and behold, they were dry, very dry. Verse 3. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, this mud, Ezekiel, he learned his lesson. O Lord, you know, he didn't want to answer. Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bone, hear the word of the Lord, and thus say the Lord God to this bone, Behold, I will cause you breath, to enter you, and you shall live, and I will lay sinews in upon you, and you will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skins, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.
以西结书三十七章第一节，耶和华的灵降在我身上，耶和华借着他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中。这平原遍满怀骨，他使我从怀骨的四围经过。谁知在平原的怀骨甚多，而且极其枯干。他对我说：“人子啊，这些怀骨能复活吗？”我说：“主耶和华，你是知道的。”他又对我说：“你向这些怀骨发预言说，枯干的怀骨啊，要听耶和华的话。”主耶和华对这些怀骨如此说：我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，又将皮荫蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。你们便知道我是耶和华。
So the Lord brought Ezekiel the prophet to see the dry bones and very dry.
耶和华带以西结这先知看到这个枯干的这个平原。
He said, "Can this live?"
耶和华对他说：“他们能活吗
？”You know, when we are doing the pastoral work, a lot of times we are not. If it depend on us, we will die long ago. We cannot do this thing.
我们在牧养的时候，如果是靠着我们自己的力量，我们早就死了，没有这个能力。
So we cannot. A lot of things is beyond us. You know, this is a spiritual warfare.
因为这是一个属灵的征战，这不是我人所能。成就的。
So Paul knew about this in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16. He said, "Who is sufficient for these things?"
所以保罗在哥林多后书二章说，这是谁能当得起呢
？I'm telling you, a pastor, the Lord called the pastor to do the impossible.
我要告诉你们，神交托牧师做一个不可能的任务。
He is not. You see, this is a spiritual warfare. This is.For his own capability and ability, there's no way he can revive the dry bones.
这是一个属灵的征战，凭着自己的力量，一个牧师不能使这些枯干的骨头复活。
So you see, the pastor's heart, the pastor is filled with all this fear and trembling.
所以牧者的心非常的焦虑和畏惧。
And in this day and age, we have to appear calm and cool and hip.
然后在我们的时代，我们要非常的冷静，很有这个
稳定。I have to color my hair as well.
我要我的头发要上色。
Purple color, right?
紫色。
You know this, you see big, a lot of churches, big churches are all doing that. But the question is this biblical? Where did the Bible say? The Bible actually saying, you know, if you come to know the pastor's job, it's fear and trembling. He knows every time he stands up there, he's so fearful. I'm telling you, God give me a stone face that nobody knows I'm trembling inside.
所以，如果我们真的认识到圣经对于牧者的工作的这个指示，你会知道这是一个非常困难的工作。你不要看我的这个面部改色，其实我里面是非常的畏惧的。So
a lot of times you must know how the pastors feel about all this thing.
所以我要你们知道牧师的心肠是什么。You
need to pray for the pastor.
你要为你的牧师祷告。In
2 Corinthians, Paul described his heart.
所以哥林多后书，保罗继续的形容他的心情。2
Corinthians chapter 11, 28, he says that, and apart from other things, there is daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak, I'm not weak. Who is made to fall, and I'm not indignant.
除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。有谁软弱，我不软弱；有谁跌倒，我不焦急呢？
You know, a lot of times, there are members call me middle of the night. I come and serve them. I'm happy. I'm so honored to able to help them. They have issue with funeral. The hospital. And we go and visit and we do everything for them. We pour our heart. We pour invest in them. But one day you say the wrong thing, or they don't like something, or even not your fault. They say they don't like somebody in the church. They just walk, and our heart just broken.
那么多次，这个弟兄，教会的这个会友在夜间中给我发电简讯，通电话，我去帮忙他们的丧礼，他们在医院，我帮忙了他。可是，他们可能因为一句话或者一个人某某一件事，他们不喜欢，他们就离开教会了。
I can tell you, those who left our church, I can remember their name, and I'm still thinking about them.
Well, 说的是。 那些离开我们的，我还想念他们，我还纪念他们。
You know, my heart goes out to them and say, why is like, you know, okay, maybe I'm, it's not maybe, I'm definitely I'm at fault. But you know, we can invest in you. We do so much, and you just walk away like that. It's like we are nobody. Is they have no care, no feeling for us.
那我。 That's very emotional. 我的情感是，可能我真的是错了，可是他们就一句也不说了，就离开了。这个是非常痛心的一件事。But
I can also tell you, when they come back, I'm so happy.
可是我要告诉你们，他们回来的时候，我也非常的高兴。And
I want them to come back.
我要他们回来。You
know, a lot of times we labor in vain. We don't know. We keep doing, and then things just turn out. You know, sometimes people ask me, do you want your children to be? To be in the ministry, I'm telling you, I'm not so sure. If you know how hard it is, I'm not so sure. If you are not called by God, you will not be successful.
那我们不断的付出，这是非常的困难的。有人问我，你要你的孩子在这个事工里吗？ 我说，如果他们没有被招来做这一件事，是非常困难的。
You have to do through the empowerment of God. There's no way. In fact, I keep reading this and I keep going back. Oh, Paul, actually, Paul's ministry is quite successful. And every time there's a success, there's a big trial coming in. So it's like, wow, Paul, if you want to talk about who is more eligible to be depressed, Paul is definitely the one.
如果我们观察保罗的事工，他的事工是非常成功的。每一次有成就的时候，就有一个更大的这个灾难。所以，如果要谁配得患焦虑症呢？保罗一定配得。
But you see, Paul is full of joy. Why? Why he has so much trial, so much suffering, so much problem, yet he's filled with joy. Look, our hope is eternal. Our hope is heavenly, not earthly, not temporal.
可是保罗为什么那么充满的这个希望和喜乐呢? 因为他的这个希望是建立在永恒。
So in this passage, you see Paul's heart.
所以在这一段经文，我们看到保罗的心。
There are so many limitations, there are so many constraints, and there's much suffering.
很多的这个苦难，很多的这个限制。
You know, a lot of times we don't know why, and we don't know what happened, and we have no answer to all these things.
那有时候我们不知道为什么我们生命中有这样的一个苦难。
There are situations where you have to do a funeral for someone, a very young baby, or very unexpected accident, or you know. Sometimes I was called to hospital for a bad situation, and then the next day you have to do a wedding. You have to pretend to smile. And then again, then somebody is pregnant. You have to show you are so rejoice with them. Your emotion is just roller coaster.
一个牧师的这个情感非常有高低的这个起和伏，因为有时候我要去安排丧礼，隔天又有一个婚礼，然后又隔一天有人怀孕了，我又要跟他一起喜乐。
So you see, pastor's job is not you need. You know, so difficult, and look, it's through God's grace and empowerment before you can even carry on.
So, 一个牧师的工作是非常艰难的，没有神的这个帮助，一个人是不能担当的。
So you see, we must pray for the pastor, and we must work with the pastor.
所以要为牧师祷告，然后与牧师一起同工。
Let's read verse 3-5.
看第三到第五节。
Paul is concerned that he said, "No one be moved by this affliction, for you yourself know that we are destined for this. For when we were with you, we kept telling you beforehand that we will suffer affliction, as it come to pass, and it's just as you know. For this reason, I could bear it no longer. I sent to learn about your faith, for fear that somehow the tempter have tempted you, and we labor would be in vain."
第三节，免得有人被诸般患难摇动，因为你们自己知道，我们受患难原是命定的。我们在你们那里的时候，预先告诉了你们，我们必受患难，以后果然应验了。你们也知道，为此我既不能再忍，就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何。恐怕那诱惑人的到底诱惑了你们，要叫我们的劳苦归于徒然。
If you drop further, you see verse 7, "For this reason, brother, in all distress and affliction."
第七节，我们看，所以弟兄们，我们在一切困苦患难之中。
So in this passage, you see that a lot of afflictions, suffer, distress, all these are filled with the in this passage.
这一段非常多的这个重复患难和苦难的这一句话。
And I don't know whether it caught your eye. You see that he said, "We are destined for this. We are appointed. We are sovereignty. God wants us to go through this."
然后第三节，你们注意看，他说，受患难原是命定的。
You know, the Lord wants us to go through hard times, so you want to be a pastor? Think again. You want to go through all this hard time?
所以患难是命定的，你要做牧师吗? 这是, 命定的。
You know, we go through this thing, but yet what makes us look forward to another day? What is because our hope is in eternal, not just in earthly.
那我们继续的能侍奉下去，是因为我们把希望建立在永恒里。
And you see in chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, he said, "Those who desire to live godly life, godly in Jesus Christ, will also be persecuted."
在提摩太前书三章这里说，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，都要受逼迫。
So you see, Paul, when they write this, Paul is definitely facing persecution. He's suffering. He was torn apart, and his heart is with them. Yet he cannot be with them. He has so many constraints and limitations. This is Paul.
所以保罗写这封信时，他受苦难，他被限制，他非常的焦虑，想着这弟兄姐妹。
So in this passage, we see Paul's concern, Paul's commitment, Paul's constraint, and thankfully, God, Paul is comforted.
我们看了保罗的担忧，他的目标和他的限制，然后我们要看他的这个安慰。Let's
look at verse 6.
看第六节。
But now Timothy has come back from you and brought us the good news of your faith, your love, and reported that you always remember us kindly and long to see us. We also long to see you. For this reason, brother, in all your distress and affliction, we have been comforted about you through your faith. For now we live, you are if you are standing fast in the Lord.
第六节，但提摩太刚从你们那里回来，将你们信心和爱心的好消息报给我们，又说你们常常纪念我们，切切地想见我们，如同我们想见你们一样。所以弟兄们，我们在一切困苦患难之中，因着你们的信心就得了安慰。你们若靠主站立得稳，我们就活了。
So you see, Paul is comforted. You see the word comforted here? Why? But what comforted the pastor?
使牧者得到安慰的是什么？
Their faith. You see that they brought the good news of your faith.
他们爱心和信心的好消息。
So you see, if you want the pastors to be comforted, you must grow in your faith.
你要使到你的牧师得到安慰，你要在你的信心上成长。
Because that's what the God's will for the pastor is to build out your faith. If you stand firm, he will be comforted.
神对牧师的这个指示就是要这个会众成长。
And then love and that you in fact love and then you remember them kindly and long to see them.
你看他们又有爱心，又常常的纪念，切切的想见。
So there are three things here. He's talking about their faith, their love, and their affection.
所以讲到他们的信心和爱心和他们的关系。
You can you see Paul's relationship with this Thessalonica church? It's so dear, so close, so loving, and so affectionate, and long to see each other.
所以你看他们的关系是非常非常的密切的。
So this is a relationship. It's a shepherd. In fact, I always say a shepherd must know the name of the sheep. If you have a church so big that he don't even know you, there's no shepherding taking place.
所以一个牧者要认识他的群羊的名字，要知道他们的生活的这个景况。如果没有这个关系，这个是不好的。
You see, the Lord in Gospel of John,Jesus Christ say, good shepherd know the name. He called them by name.
也是说一个好牧者要知道他羊的这个名字。
You would know just the name. Name represent their character. Name represent their situation, their problem. So we go through with them. In fact, many of the church members here, I go through with them when they are in the valley, when they go through dark time, we are with them all the time. So that they grow. Then when they grow, we are comforted.
认识羊的名字的意思是知道他们的境况，知道他们的这个生活的这个处境，然后在这个教会我们与很多弟兄姐妹也经过低谷一起成长。
This is a pastor's life.
这是一个牧师的生活。
This is pastor's situation.
这个是一个牧师的情况。
He's concerned about them, his commitment to build them up, he's constrained by so many things, yet he's comfortable if they are growing.
一个牧者为羊担忧，他的目标，他受到很多限制的时候，他还是希望能得到安慰，看到他们成长。
So when finally the last point is what is the pastor's choice here? We are talking about his desire, his objective, his prayer.
那最后我们看这个牧者的这个盼望是什么
？If the pastor has a choice, what would he like to see?
一个牧者如果有选择，他要看到什么
？So let's look at verse 9.
看第九节。
For what thanksgiving can we return to God for you? For all the joys and we feel for you, your sake before God, we pray most earnestly day and night. We may see you face to face, supply what is lacking in your faith. Now, verse 11 is prayer. Now may the Lord, may our God and Father himself and Lord Jesus direct our ways to you, and may the Lord make you increase abound in love for one another and for all as we do for you, so that you may establish your hearts and blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all the saints.
第九节，我们在神面前因着你们甚是喜乐，为这一切喜乐可用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢？我们昼夜切切的祈求要见你们的面，补满你们信心的不足。愿神我们的父和我们的主耶稣一直引领我们到你们那里去。又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心，都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样，好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候，在我们父神面前心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可责备。
So when Timothy brought the good news back to Paul, Paul is so exuberant. He's so happy, and he's burst into thanksgiving. Say, what can we give thanks to God for the joy that we feel for you?
所以提摩太把好消息报给保罗的时候，他非常的高兴，他就说我们在神面前因你们甚是喜乐。
And we pray earnestly day and night, and that we may see you and supply again. Paul's heart is go out to them. What can I do to make you grow further?
然后他就说我昼夜的祈求为的是什么，我要见你们，使你们更加的这个成熟。
So Paul prayed for three things.
他有为这三件事祷告。
For pray that he will go to open doors to see them.
他向神求能够到他们当中。
For pray that they will love each other Brother and sister, that exhibit the Jesus' love for all of us.
保罗为他们能够彼此相爱祷告。
And then Paul is praying that they will stand firm, they will be blameless, they will be holy at the second coming of Christ.
第三，他为耶稣来的时候，这一群信徒能够圣洁，无可责备。
And I'm telling you, a pastor's heart is just like a teacher's heart.
所以一个牧者的心肠就像一个老师的这个。
A teacher, when he teaches all the students, at the end, he's waiting whether what is the result after they take the exam. Is the student able to demonstrate they learn or they fail?
一个老师教课之后，他预备了学生进入考场，他要学生能够及格表现出他们已经学习领受了。
So what a pastor do is you want to make sure that every member stand before the Lord and able to give account of their life. And Paul pray that they will be rewarded.
所以保罗教导了他们，他要他们预备好站在耶稣面前得到奖赏。
So you see, this is Paul's heart.
这是保罗的心肠。
So from this passage, we see the glimpse into Paul's heart or pastor's heart.
所以从这一段经文，我们能看到这个牧者的心肠。
We see pastor's concern, pastor's commitment, pastor's constraint.
我们看到牧师的担忧，牧者的目标和他们的限制。
And pastor's comfort and also pastor's choice.
他们所得到的安慰和他们的希望。
So here from this we know.Pastor Paul, that's how he feel. That's what happened in his heart. As a pastor in the church, we also know this is God's will for us.
所以保罗身为牧者有这样的这个心肠，我们身为牧者的这是神对我们的旨意。
So from this passage, we can also learn that this is the role of a pastor.
从这段经我们也看到这个牧师的角色是什么。
Also, we know God's will for the relationship between the pastor and the believers.
这段也教导我们牧师与信徒的关系是如何的。
And of course, at the end, we must realize the objective that the realization of this pastoral relationship is they will stand firm.To give account of their life.
那我们也认识到牧师与信徒关系的这个目标，就是能站在耶稣来的时候能站立得住。
This is God's will for the pastoral relationship.
这是神对这牧者与这个会友关系的这个旨意。
So my question to you is, what is your relationship with your church pastor?
所以我要问你们，你们与你们的牧师的关系是什么
？How can he help you, or how are you?Facilitate you to be a better or your spiritual growth.
他怎么样能够帮你继续的成长呢
？So this is what we need to pray and let us ponder all these questions.
有这些问题，让我们祷告。
Let us close in prayer and I will pray for all of us.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this time and we thank you for the passage that you've given us.And we see that Paul's heart poured out in this letter to show how he loved and cared and compassionate for the church member. So, Father, we pray that we will come to know your will, what is an ideal pastoral relationship.We see Paul's relationship with the members are so close, so dear, so intimate. We see the love, we see the care for one another, the longing. We thank God for them. But we pray that we, our church, will do the same so that we can help each other, hold each other accountable, and we will grow to be more Christ-like for your glory. Father, as we...faced with the pandemic situation in coronavirus, we, as your scripture taught us in Luke chapter 13, we pray for revival, we pray for repentance. We pray that all need to learn to fear God. We need to fear God, we need to come to you.To repent of our sin. We thank you for the chance that we are still living, that we can come and confess our sin. because there are times like some of them who pass away without a chance of repenting. But we are still living, we are still breathing. It's because you have given us grace so that we can have a chance to repent, and we want to repent now. So Father, we not only pray for repentance, whether you are Christian or non-Christian, even Christian needs to repent. We also pray for Singapore, we pray for China, we pray for all Asia, that through this situation, more and more people will call out your name and repent and ask you to forgive them. And we pray that you will listen to their prayer and forgive them, give them eternal life, that they may rejoice. So Father, we pray for great revival in China and in Asia. So Father, in this situation, we pray that you help us to be wise so that we can talk to our colleagues, our neighbors, our friends about you. We have to show them your scripture and say, when Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 13 showed them when they face calamity, Jesus Christ told them, you need to repent. So let us show them the scripture and pray with them that we repent because you are God, you are Master, you are Lord of our life, that we need to repent of our sin for not acknowledging you as God, not fear you, not listen to your word. We live our life according to our own agenda and our own purpose, and we turn our back against you. So Father, we pray for opportunity to share gospel with our neighbor so that we lift up your name. Father, also in our midst, there are those who are sick, not well, especially Robert. Uncle Robert is in hospital. We pray for healing. We pray that you will make him stand again, not just physically, but spiritually, that he will come to love you and trust you and look for eternal life, eternal reward than just physical, earthly, temporal reward. Father, many of us also sick, Crystal, and Abigail and others. Father, we pray for healing and we pray for the time to draw near to you. At this time, we pray that, Father, as a church, we will honor you and do the needful. We take responsibility for personal hygiene, and we also take responsibility to care for one another. So, Father, raise us up in a time like that so that we can be light and salt and shine before men for your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.